1 Peter chapter 2 tonight, and then also 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. That'll be the two places that we read some scripture tonight as we get into the Word of God. And we'll also take an opportunity at the end of service to take some to share some prayer requests. And if you're watching on Facebook, you're welcome to leave prayer requests there in the comment section, or if you want to send a message there, I'm sure that someone will see that. And we'll be praying for your special prayer requests. I do have some special requests on my heart the Lord knows all about. And I ask you to be much in prayer for those. Pray for our church. Pray for the services. God's been really good to us, and God's been blessing our church. And I'm ready to see church go back to what we know is normal. I'm not wanting to accept this new normal. I'm wanting to go back to normal and let the choir sing and have fellowship time and all those wonderful things that we were doing. Seems like the more and more I talk, people will come to me and say, "How's church?" And I'm just honest with them and say, "It's kind of weird." That's the way church is right now. And pastor after pastor that I've spoken with kind of say the same thing. You know, everybody, they come to church and they don't know what they can do, can't do. But I'm going to do my best not to dwell on that. And I'm going to ask you to do the same and just enjoy coming to the house of the Lord, sharing the Word of God one with another. It's not up to us to produce any results. I would love to see people come to know Jesus Christ. I would love to see the church just revived and on fire, because I believe that we are living in the last days. I believe that we're living in a time where we need to be sharing the gospel more than we ever have, where we need to be taking it out to a lost and a dying world more than we ever have. But it's not up to us to produce those results, so I just want to open my heart and my mind, especially here tonight while we have this time together, and let God speak to my heart and my mind, and let Him do His thing. And I'll do my best to do mine, and we'll just do our best to mind Him each and every time that we come together. If you will, bow your heads and pray with me and pray for me as we get into the Word of God tonight. Lord, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for all Your many blessings. We ask You just to touch in this Bible study tonight, God. We ask You just to reach down and open our minds and our hearts. Let the things of tomorrow, maybe the things that even happened today, leave our minds, God, for just a few minutes, and let us just focus on Your Word and let You speak to our hearts and to our minds. God, I pray that You will touch in the middle of the situation that we're in. God, help us to always just to trust You and lean on You. God, we want to thank You for bringing us safe thus far, and help us to never take our blessings for granted. Have Your will and way tonight. Thank You for this place of refuge. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. As we get into the scripture tonight, I want to just go ahead and kind of give you my thought process as we go through some scripture tonight. I am so thankful for the Word of God and the way that the Word of God can comfort and bring peace, how the Word of God can speak to you. It seems like the last couple of messages that God has sent our way on Sunday morning have been some of those that were toe-stomping messages. And I'm talking about for me. You had to deal with it yourself and your own way with you and God. But I know that it was kind of like that two-edged sword that was cutting, coming, and a-going the last couple of Sunday mornings, and maybe even so tonight as we get into God's Word. But it's so wonderful to know that when that sword is cutting, and that it's really God comforting and putting us together and molding us in to what He wants us to be. So sometimes, I don't know, for you to have children and believe in spanking, which you should, according to the Word of God. But for those that you remember how you used to tell your kids, "Oh, it hurts me a lot more than it does you," when you were giving them a spanking. Well, I've told my kids that, and I think they told me bull, I think is what they told me when I said that to them. But it does, and I'm sure that even though when my kids had a spanking, it was for their benefit. It was to teach them. It was to correct them so they would get the understanding of what needed to be understood, if you will. And that's the same way it is in God's Word as we get into the Word tonight. And we'll start in 1 Peter chapter number 2. And let's start reading in verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings." Now, I'm not going to go through each and every one of those, but I want us to realize what's going on here in chapter number 2, verse number 1. If you go back just a few verses, you'll see that there's been a big conversion. There's been a lot of people that have come to know Christ, and they're brand new born-again Christians. They're brand new, and look, He's given them some instruction as we get in to chapter number 2, verse number 1. "Wherefore, laying aside all malice." You know, there are some things that when I got saved that it needed to leave my life. There are some things that don't need to be present in my life anymore. And you can go through the Word of God and find those things. And there's many different places, many different scriptures that you can go and read. But there's some things that when I come to know Jesus Christ that no longer needs to be in my life. Now, I'm not going to say that some of those things don't creep in from time to time. Or even sometimes I open the door and I allow those things in. But I know without a doubt that there's things that don't need to be in my life once I became a child of God. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. For just a few minutes, I want us to focus on verse number 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere or the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As we look at the word of God tonight, and as we read here together in this time of refuge, if you will, and while we're in this time of refuge, there's also some correction that may come tonight in my life, because there was a time in my life when I really desired the sincere milk of the word. I can remember being saved at the age of 7, and I can remember getting my Bible out every single night and reading the word of God. I can remember taking my Bible to school with me. I can remember doing different things in my life because the word of God was precious to me, and it is still very precious to me tonight. But there are things, it seems like, in my life sometimes that I get so busy that I don't study the word of God like I should. I don't read the word of God like I should, because this right here has full of so much instruction, so much comfort. I've heard preachers say, and I firmly believe, that the answer to every question that you'll ever have is in here. Maybe we don't quite understand it when we read it, what that answer is, and we're still seeking and praying and asking God to reveal it to us. But here in verse number 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, the pure milk of the word. And as we look at that tonight, that sincere milk of the word, do you know that along with that, if you want to look at the pure milk of the word, that it is not just the sweet stuff that's in the Bible that we should be reading and applying to our lives, but there's a lot of things in the Bible, as we were talking about a couple of Sundays ago, the hard sayings that are in the Bible. There's some things in here that when you read it, it hurts. That when you read it, maybe it's something that you go, man, I don't know that I like that. Well, it's not up to you and I whether I like it or not. It is still the Word of God, and we still have to have that put into our lives. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the Word. You need it all, no matter whether you like it, no matter whether you want to change it, whether you think it's old or whatever. You need that in your life, because why? That ye may grow thereby. For just a few minutes, I want to ask us tonight, and I want us to look at my life, and then you can look at your own life also. How old are you tonight? How old are you? You say, well, preacher, you told us you're 38 years old. I hope that's right. I've been kind of weighing that out as I was getting ready to make that statement. You know, once you start getting older, it really don't matter how old you are. It's just how do you feel. That's all that matters. So I think I'm 38. Is that right, honey? Yeah, 38. I'm 38 years old. And as I look at my spiritual life, now I was saved when I was 7, so I should be somewhere around 31 years old in the Lord. But as I look at my life tonight, sometimes I'm afraid I still act like about like a 6-year-old in my Christian life. Or maybe younger than that, maybe like a toddler sometimes. Because if it's not my way, then I get all fussy and I get all whiny and I get to where I just really am not growing the way that God wants me to grow. And he says, if you desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. You know, these little babies when they're born, and it's so sweet. I love to watch a baby when they're hungry. I know that sounds crazy because they get all fussy for just a minute, but it is so cool to watch a baby. Silas, when he was just a baby, I guess I paid more attention to him when he was a baby because he was the only one. And with my girls, once they got hungry, I took them to Mama, and me and Silas went outside and played. I couldn't do nothing for them anyway. So I said, here, Mama, feed the baby. Me and Silas are going to go play. But I can remember Silas being a baby, and there was so many different ways that he cried. I know that you that have had children, you know what I'm talking about. He had a cry for when he had done certain things, and he had a cry for when he was mad, and he had a cry for when he was hungry. Well, Silas, when he was hungry, he had a cry, and in the middle of that cry, I can still hear it in my ears. I'm sorry for this. He would go, nyow, 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 nyow. In the middle of his cry, he made that racket. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. In the middle of his cry, he'd be crying, and he'd go, nyow, 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 and you knew he was hungry. You knew he was wanting Mama, and I would take him to Mama, and Mama would feed, or most time Mama already had him. He had that cry, and you know, it was a cry that I could do nothing with. He would be real upset, real fussy, real everything, and I would take him to Mama, and in just a few minutes, you'd hear that cry just simmer down, just go straight down to quiet. He was getting the milk that he needed for nutrition, but he was also getting the comfort that nothing else could give. I could have handed him a bologna sandwich and it wouldn't have helped him. I could have given him, I love bologna sandwiches, by the way. I could have given him some Dr. Pepper and it wouldn't have helped him. But having that pure, sincere milk that he was desiring, that helped him. Not only was it giving him the nutrition that he needed to grow, but it was giving him the comfort also that he was desiring at that time. How many babies, they sit there and you can watch them eat, and when they get that bottle from mama, they sit there and they got a little rub or something that they, and you can see the comfort that comes on them as they're sitting there and they're taking their milk. Well, you know what? I know when I get into God's Word, I know that I need God's Word. I know that I would have said that somebody was loose outside if they wasn't sitting here tonight with that big boom that we just had. You that go here know what I'm talking about. But when we get to the milk of the Word and we have the comfort that God gives us, yeah, when we first, we might get fussy and we might need that milk that we need for the nutrition. And that nutrition is awesome that we may grow. And I need to grow and continue to grow. But you know, Silas, he's 17 years old now. And sometimes he still gets hungry. All the time. He's always hungry. He is in, I'm telling you, I'll be fixing to go to bed at night. It might be 10:30, 11 o'clock. Silas is in the refrigerator. I mean, that's just what he does, is constantly eating, eating, eating. I don't know how we keep any food in the refrigerator for him. If we go to the grocery store and buy groceries, I think he thinks that it is a challenge to see if he can eat it all that night or not. I really think he does. But he just eats all the time and he wants that nutrition. Now, could you imagine Silas if he come home and he's starved to death? He's in one of those that he just can't find anything in the cabinets that's satisfying him. He's eating everything in his way. He's eating everything that he can find. What would he think if I said, here, drink this milk. This is going to help you. It wouldn't be very satisfying for him. It wouldn't be very filling for him because he has grown. He's no longer a little baby. He is now a 17-year-old baby. I wish he was in here. But as they grow, they need more food. But the Bible is showing here about the desire and the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow. My question is, you were on that milk, and you can remember when you were first saved how that seemed like the Word of God would speak to you. You could turn on the radio and hear preaching, and the Word of God would speak to you. You could turn on gospel music, and the Word of God in the music would speak to you. But if we're not careful as we get older, we don't desire that sincere milk of the Word as much as we should, and we're not growing by the sincere milk of the Word. Sometimes I'm wondering if I could really see my age as a Christian. If I could really see what God would age me at as a Christian, I wonder if I would be embarrassed to stand here tonight. I wonder if I would be in a place that I just, man, I'm not growing the way that I should. There's something wrong in my life, and I know that the way that I can grow is through the Word of God. Let's keep reading one more verse real quick, and then we're going to go to a different thought kind of along the same lines. But verse number 3, let's go back and read verse 2 first. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. Remember, he's talking to brand new Christians. He is talking to people who just converted their life for Christ, that you may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Tonight, have you tasted that the Lord is gracious? I sure have. Even as I was reading that scripture this week, and as I read that, and it said, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, and I began to think about my Christian life, and maybe how I've not grown the way that I should have, how I haven't aged in Christ the way that I should have, how I'm not mature in Christ the way that I should be, and man, how God began to kind of to prick my heart with that and begin to speak to me. And then that next verse says, if so be that you have tasted that the Lord was gracious. Man, there was comfort that come right in the middle of that, because I want to tell you tonight that I have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I know that God's grace has been so abundant in my life. I know that God has been so merciful unto my life, and that no matter, even though I haven't done my part, and even though I have may not have grown the way that I should have, and maybe I haven't been as mature in Christ the way that I should have, that God's grace has still been so real in my life, that even though some situations that maybe we're going through right now, it seems like there's turmoil just a little bit everywhere. I was talking with Shannon and Randall before church, and you know, I have the peace of God in my life. I know without a doubt that I'm saved. I know without a doubt that if I leave this earth tomorrow, I know that I will spend eternity in heaven, and I have that peace in my life. But it seems like everywhere that you go right now, there's a little bit of a turmoil. Everywhere you go, there is unrest. Everywhere you go, there is so many different people with so many different opinions that it always seems like everybody's on edge just a little bit. Are you wearing a mask? Are you not wearing a mask? If you're not wearing a mask, that person's looking at you funny because you're not wearing a mask. If you are wearing a mask, the other person's looking at you because they feel like you're gullible for wearing a mask. I would encourage you in places that you need to wear a mask. On the other hand, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's your business. I'm going to leave you alone about it. But what I'm going to say is it seems like there's a little bit of unrest everywhere that you go. Everywhere that you go, there's unrest and a little bit of unpeace. But I'm glad tonight that I know that I have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I have tasted that the Lord is good. And that should make me desire this sincere milk of the Word. That should make me desire this Word of God in my life. Because even when it's cutting, coming, and a-going, even when it's tearing me up, He is always comforting me. He is always letting me know how much that He loves me. He's always letting me know that He's there for me. This right here is what I need to have my nose buried in that I may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, when you get into these places that it seems like there's unrest, when you get to watching too much news or you get to watching too much of this or that and you begin to feel unrest coming in your life, remember that the Lord is gracious. Remember God's Word. Go to God's Word and get, some people may say this is history and this is all in the past, it's still so much news today and you can dig in here and let God speak to you through His Word, that we should be dug in into the Word of God. As we continue reading tonight, Psalms chapter number 34, verse number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Can you think of times in your life when you needed something and you didn't know what you needed? I don't know. This morning, I got a Snapchat from Maggie. Now, I don't know exactly how to work all of Snapchat, so I'm a little bit afraid of it. I'm afraid I'll send something I don't need to send, so I don't send a whole lot on Snapchat. But Maggie sent a Snapchat this morning, and she sent it to me just about the time that I was walking into work. I had to go to the dentist this morning. I hate to go to the dentist. I was already in a bad mood. I got to work, and Maggie sent a Snapchat. She said, "Here, I want you to read what I studied in my devotion this morning." Well, I didn't have to go any further than that. I already started bubbling just to know that my daughter got up and done her own devotion this morning. But then when I began to read the scripture that she was reading and realized that maybe where her mind capacity was to try to even understand the scripture that she was reading, it just blessed my heart. Because she was getting the milk of the Word. She was getting exactly what God wanted her to have. And how many times in your life have you needed something from God? Have you needed encouragement? Have you needed reassurance? Did you need strength? And all of a sudden you go to your Bible, and with all of these books and all of these verses, you open your Bible and you begin to read, and exactly what you needed begins to speak to you out of God's Word. It's amazing, ain't it? That's because our God is gracious. Now, when that happens, you know, it hasn't been too long ago. We went on vacation, and while we were on vacation, we had somebody tell us, "Now, you need to go to this place and eat." Because we went to there and ate, and man, it was the best food. They had the best steak. You need to go there, and you need to try that steak. So we went there, and we tried that steak, and they were spot on. It was perfect. It was great. Awesome. But here's what got me about it. Because somebody told me how good that steak was, I was sure to go and test that steak and eat it. And not only that, but the person that ate the steak, it left an impression in their life so much that they wanted to tell me to go and eat that steak. Now, where are we at with God like that? We have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. But are we out here telling everybody else, "Let me tell you something about what I've eaten. Let me tell you something about what I've tasted and how good it is. And I want you to go get a taste of it. And I want you to come back and tell me what you think about it." Man, that's what the Word of God should be for us. That's what God's presence in our life should be. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. You've all tasted that the Lord is gracious. Let's go tell somebody else about how good God is, and maybe they'll get a little taste. If they ever get a real taste of Jesus Christ, He will fulfill their life. He will take care of so many things, and their life will change. But so many times I get in here and I taste it, and I just keep it to myself and just get down and say, "Lord, thank you." Well, that's good. It's good to be thankful. But I believe it's even better to be thankful and then to go share it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Psalms 34 and 8. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." You remember a minute ago when I was talking about Silas being hungry, and how now that if he come in and said, boy, he was starving to death, I can just picture me taking a baby bottle over there and sitting in front of it full of milk and saying, "There, son, there's your supper." He would probably laugh at me. I mean, he'll probably end up wrestling in the middle of the floor because he would want to show me that he was bigger than a baby bottle. But if I did that now, looking at my 17-year-old son that's bigger than me, that's stronger than me, he won't never whip me there. I just want you to know that right now. If I'd done that to him right now, he would look at me like I was foolish. "Daddy, I'm a grown man. What in the world are you bringing me a baby bottle for?" But you know, I'm afraid sometimes in my Christian life, I won't speak for yours, that I'm still drinking out of the baby bottle, because let's read. "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." Look, as they're writing here, he says, look, I have spoke to you as babes, but you shouldn't be babies anymore. You should be maturing in Christ, but I had to feed you with milk because you can't chew the meat yet. You're still too much like a baby in order for me to give you the meat. It says, "For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." And he said, you're still not able. Why? Verse number 3, "For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" You know, a lot of times that we're not growing because we're carnal. Just to be blunt, I know that we're living in this world, and the only way to escape this world is when God calls us out of here, either through death or through the rapture, one way or the other. That's the only way we're going to get out of here. I understand that, so we live in this world, but church, we're not supposed to be of this world. This world is not supposed to mean everything to us. And if we're not careful, the things of this world gets to be very important to us. My wife is on a kick right now. My wife thinks she needs a camper. I don't know why she thinks she needs a camper. We got a house, but she wants a camper. So then when she gets around people who have campers, she just gets worse and worse and worse. And my Facebook feed right now, I cannot open anything without campers coming up. Campers, campers, campers. That's all it's feeding me is campers. Well, it's going to be like a lot of things I've talked to you about in the recent past. She's going to just have to want and want and want for right now. But she decided she wants a camper. So you know what I find out? The reason my Facebook feed is full of that, because she's searching on everything she can find, campers for sale, campers for sale, campers for sale. She is eat up with a camper for sale. Now wait, I'm not dogging her. I'm using her for an example. But what if all of that time that has her interest, that she really, really wants, what if all of that was spent in God's Word? And I'm not dogging you for that. I'm just saying, in general, we all, if we find something that we want, we dig for it. We research it. We look for it. We're scrolling, 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 looking, trying to find it. What if we did that with God's Word? Because she's not giving up. She always comes to me, she says, "What about this one?" I say, "Too much. Keep scrolling. Keep going. Keep looking." And she'll keep scrolling. Okay, now what if she was looking for an answer in her spiritual life? I hope that she would be willing to do that much searching, that much scrolling for an answer in God's Word, just as I hope that I would be. But you know what we do in our spiritual life? We sit down and we become a baby again, and we say, "Well, God, if you'll feed me, I'll take it." Instead of being mature and saying, "God, I know it's in here somewhere. God, I know you've got an answer for me, and I'm searching for it. I'm looking for it. And whatever it takes, I want to find what you want me to have." But see, a lot of times, the carnal stuff means way more to us than the spiritual stuff. The things that are going on in our physical lives and that we're involved in every single day, they mean a whole lot to us. And she could tell you similar stories about me and hunting rifles or tree stands or whatever. She could tell you exactly the same. I'll search and dig and dig. But the whole point of the thing is we are willing sometimes to search and search and search for the carnal. But how are we spiritually tonight? How old are you spiritually? How old am I spiritually? I know how old I'm supposed to be, but if I really had a mirror that told me the truth, when I looked in that mirror and I seen my spiritual age, I'm afraid that I'd still be holding the baby bottle. I'm afraid that, I can't get you past the milk. You're not ready for the meat yet. I don't know, as I read this scripture this week and as I thought about it, as I thought about the different things and situations that's going on right now in our lives, we definitely need to be as sincere about this as we are about everything else that's going on around us. If we'll be as sincere about this and let God speak to us and let God just reveal himself to us and grow the way that we should, I don't know how many people I've had ask me, what do you think is going to happen with this virus? I don't know. I don't know what's happening with this virus right now. What do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to go away? No, I don't think it's going to go away. What do we think? I have no clue what's going to happen. But here's what I can tell you. That whether it goes good or whether it goes bad, that God is in control, that God has got us in his hands, and he's got the answers that we need right here. So we just need to dig in. Hang on. I do believe this firmly with all of my heart, that church, we don't have much longer. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you it could be tomorrow that we go home. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be this year, but it could definitely be this year that we go home. Let's dig in. Let's let God's word speak to us, comfort us, cut us, provide that nutrition that we need, that we'll be exactly what God would have us to be. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. God, I feel like I've talked in circles tonight, and I pray, dear Father, that you'll just let your word speak to our hearts. God, I know that I need to spend more time in your word. If I was be as concerned about your word and allowing your word to speak to my heart as I am everything else that's going on around me, God, I believe that my comfort would be stronger, my relationship with you would be stronger, and I would be able to mature as a Christian the way that I should be. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help us all just to look unto you for our help and our strength. Help us to take care of one another, and also always to look for someone that we can point to the cross. We thank you and we praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen.